Back with our final segment, K-Man's In Focus. We have about 8 minutes remaining in our program today. And our visit today is with some Pottawatomie County officials. We have Commissioner Pat Waxelman here. We have Planning and Director, Planning and Zoning Guy,
thank you,
Stephen Metzger, and Public Works Guy, Peter Clark here.
Can I be Public Works Dude?
Dude? You don't want to be Guy. Dude.
I'll be Dude.
Congratulations on being a new dad again.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, is that number five that I see?
It is number five, but it's boy number one.
Boy number one.
He's going to have five moms. Man, he is. He's going to
have five moms. I don't know if that's really a good
He's
going to
be
not.
Confused.
He'll be very well educated by the time he's a teenage boy, I'll say that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate has the ultimate goal now been reached with having a boy after four girls?
Whew, that's a big question. My wife's
You're
listening,
still
so I better not say too much, but I'd say that we are very happy right now with our family.
Good. Let's see. We got some more roads and bridges to talk about here that you're continuing. I mean, it's just like this time of year. You get done with a lot of some of the projects, and then you got some fall and some other extending projects too.
Yeah, I do want to mention one thing before I get into some of the other bridges that we're planning on rebuilding here in this season. We talked about the sewer district, and one last thing to cover on that is we just, by resolution, passed a revised fee structure for the sewer district. The fees that are for connecting to the sewer district for those new homes and new businesses, and also the fees that everyone pays on a monthly basis. So that was revised by resolution. So beforehand, everyone paid for a residential connection to the sewer district $2,000. And that's just the fee that you pay to be able to connect. And that helps us build the interceptors and also pay a fee back to the city of Manhattan, because that's part of our agreement, is paying Manhattan for each connection. That fee has now been raised to $2,500, so from $2,000 to $2,500. And that basically reflects the increased cost that Manhattan incurred with their own system. They increased the rates within the city of Manhattan for connecting to the sewer district, so we had to increase our rates to reflect that cost that were charged by the city of Manhattan. Additionally, the user rate for a residential home has been $44 a month, a flat rate, and that is going to be going up to $59 a month for those who use the Blue Township sewer for those residential homes. That will take effect, I believe, in the future, in a couple months from now. There'll be some information coming through in the bills to explain that rate change and when it'll take effect. So that's coming down the road.
Okay. All right. What else do you have coming up?
All right. So bridges. So we are working on a bridge right now. We have a number of bridges throughout the county. We have 270 bridges countywide.
Really?
Of various sizes.
That doesn't include culverts. That's bridges.
That's anything that spans over 20 feet.
Okay.
So if it's less than 20 foot, we have about 1,000 of those, but we have 270 bridges or structures that span over 20 feet.
And if I remember right, unlike Riley County, you don't have township people doing it. The county takes care of all the maintenance of roads and
exactly,
and all the bridges and everything.
We have a county rural system, which means that all the townships are taken care of by the county. So the county road and bridge department takes care of the county roads and the township roads. We call them now rural roads. So we have the rural system and the county system. But the county staff, the road and bridge staff, take care of everything.
Okay.
So we have bridges on both systems, the rural system and the county system, that we take care of. All together, added together, is 270 of those bridges. And we're trying to replace about three of those a year, of those on gravel roads, so that we can keep pace with the amount of deterioration and how long they live. A bridge typically lasts 75 years on average. You know, sometimes they last longer, sometimes shorter, depending on, you know, how much water goes underneath and other conditions, you know, how much heavy traffic goes over them. But we're trying to get three replaced. We're in progress on one on Dean Road that is nearing completion. And when we complete that, that crew will be the one doing the patching on Bellevue Bridge that we mentioned. And when they complete that, they'll be starting on two more bridges on Trowbridge Road on the northern part of the county. So we're hoping to have three bridges replaced altogether by the end of the year, including the patching on Bellevue. So that's where we've gone. The commission gave us the resources to be able to do a lot of those bridge replacements in-house. So we're slated to get as many of those replaced as we can to keep our county viable for agricultural processes especially, so that everyone can get to their fields and get all the work done that they need to without having any impediments with bridges being closed.
And if I recall correctly, for my days on the commission, bridges aren't cheap.
No, they're not. And doing them in-house helps to save some of those costs. You know, a bridge that may cost, let's say, $300,000 by contract, we can do for about $200,000 with our own forces. But that does mean we have to invest in having some resources in-house, you know, to be able to do those things.
Peter, correct me if I'm wrong or not, but I think, aren't these bridges, didn't we get grants on quite a few of these that we're doing now?
We have been very successful on grants for bridges. We did we have done a number of them in the recent years. One was the bridge across Rock Creek, just outside of Westmoreland. It's the bridge on Dutch Hollow Road. We replaced that with a grant. That was about a $500,000 grant. We have a grant right now for a bridge on Parallel Road that we're sharing that cost with Nemaha County. And that will be another grant from KDOT for that bridge replacement. And we've been getting about every other year a grant for doing a bridge replacement.
The FEMA help on the ones that were washed out. I think there was two of them, wasn't there?
Yeah, we had two bridges washed out in the 2015 rainstorm, the May 2015 rainstorm, that had a flooding, I think, region-wide. And those bridges were on McKee Road and Antelope Run Road. And those have been completed, and we're in the process of getting reimbursements on those.
Yeah, we've been fortunate on getting a little extra help that way.
Exactly.
We got I guess we're out of time. That went fast, didn't it?
It goes by very fast. We have plenty to talk about. Pottawatomie County is a busy place.
Peter Clark, Public Works Dude. Stephen Metzger, Planning and Zoning Guy. And County Commissioner. That sounds almost boring compared to everybody else, doesn't it? Pat Waxman.
Let's just keep it that way.
Okay, all right.
I have some titles if you want some.
No, I don't need any titles. You know, extra income would be nice, but you know, don't need any more titles. Yeah, but thanks for the asking to share. Tomorrow we have folks from Riley County Schools from Riley County as well as Blue Valley Randolph. I'm Dave Lewis for In Focus on News Radio KMAN.